The Buggles, with the first song to appear on screen when MTV Europe launched back in the 1980s. Well, MTV, as we once knew it, is no more, or at least it will be at the end of the year. The station has announced that it will close 5 channels in Ireland and the UK. For more on this, we're joined by Simon Marr, who's founder of 8radio.com. Simon, there was a time when MTV was enormous. So what's behind its decline?
Yeah, hi Rachel. Yeah, it was a cultural thing as much as a music thing, is that we never really had access to a lot of the music that MTV brought to us. And even though it was a very small selection of videos on rotation, there was a huge novelty value to it. And then as time went on, MTV became this cross-European, so join hands across Europe bit. And as the Iron Curtain fell in the late 80s and into the 1990s, there was a great sense of unification for it. And it took probably into the 2000s, and long after the core MTV channel had started to move towards reality shows, for YouTube and Spotify to start to come along in the 2000s, and to really the influence of the MTV music channel started to wane.
So MTV will continue in one form. Those reality shows, Geordie Shore and the like, they will still be shown, but the music videos have already gone elsewhere.
This is the problem, and I think this is where I think MTV dropped the ball quite a number of years ago. Radio, as you well know, continues to thrive, and it's a curated place where people find music. And even in the land of Spotify, and even in the land of every streamer that's out there, people still return to radio because of the fact that they get that curation, they get that level of interest. And the thing that worked for MTV was having these amazing presenters who also love the music, and that's why they started the likes of MTV2 and the likes of MTV Dance, and in more recent times, the decades-related channels. It was people who were lovers of that music still playing that music, and that tended to work. But when they started to drop all of that and it just became a carousel, then it just became like another YouTube playlist.
And then you could just go to YouTube, and if you wanted to watch the same video 10 times in a row, you could indulge yourself.
It was absolutely there for you. But the thing that was missing, and the thing that is missing, was the person who was there to share it with you. It went from being that, like the days of Ray Cokes and MTV's Most Wanted and 120 Minutes and all of the brilliant programming that MTV did, was that it was that collegiate sense. It was that, I could probably access a lot of this music myself. But now I'm with people who love the music too.
Simon Marr, thanks indeed for being with us on the News at One.